Cook Political Report shifts 7 House races toward Democrats. The nonpartisan Cook Political Report has shifted 7 House races in Democrats' favor in its June 18 ratings update. The author of the ratings changes, Erin Covey, explained her reasoning. The races were shifting from likely Republican to lean Republican have not hosted competitive races in recent years, she wrote. But recent polling, candidates' fundraising, and a difficult political environment for the GOP pushes these races a step toward the center of the House battleground. All but one of the seats is held by Republicans. The one seat, held by Democratic Representative Shamari Figures of Alabama's 2nd Congressional District, went from solid Republican to likely Republican. Figures' district was redrawn in favor of Republicans following Supreme Court rulings, including one striking down a 2nd majority black district in Louisiana. Cook shifted the race in Michigan's 4th congressional district, currently represented by Republican Representative Bill Huizinga, from likely Republican to lean Republican. Huizinga won his contest in 2024 with 55% of the vote. Regarding the race in Minnesota's 1st congressional district, currently represented by Republican Representative Brad Finstad, the rating has gone from solid Republican to likely Republican. Finstad won his 2024 race with more than 58% of the vote. Representative Chuck Edwards's contest in North Carolina's 11th congressional district shifted from likely Republican to lean Republican. Edwards won re-election in 2024 with almost 57% of the vote. Cook moved the race in Ohio's 7th congressional district, currently represented by Republican Representative Max Miller from solid Republican to likely Republican. Miller won his 2024 re-election with 51.1% of the vote. There are 2 open races in the Cook ratings that shifted toward Democrats. In Iowa's 2nd congressional district, which is currently represented by Republican Representative Ashley Hinson, the race has gone from likely Republican to lean Republican. Hinson is running for Senate and secured the GOP nomination on June 2. The contest in South Carolina's 1st congressional district, currently represented by Republican Representative Nancy Mace, went from solid Republican to likely Republican. Mace unsuccessfully ran for the GOP nod in the state's gubernatorial race. Republicans narrowly control the House with 219 seats, including California Representative Kevin Kiley, an independent who caucuses with Republicans. Despite Republicans seeking to maintain their advantage through mid-decade redistricting, Democrats look to continue the usual trend of the party out of power winning the House in the November 3 midterms. The Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee, the campaigning and fundraising arm of House Democrats, reacted to the new ratings. In a statement by DCCC Communications Director Courtney Rice, they said Republicans, in deep Trump territory, continue to lose ground as Democrats, independents, and Republicans turn against the failed policies of Republican-led Washington, and that House Democrats are on offense with an expansive battlefield, and we are poised to take back the House and deliver real results for the American people. The Epoch Times has reached out to the DCCC's counterpart, the National Republican Congressional Committee, for comment on the new ratings.